Green City. Communities dig growing. A number of forward-thinking allotments in Liverpool have started working with communities to make growing fruit and vegetables a reality. Schools, charities and community schemes across Liverpool have started growing on set-aside land on a number of plots, including Sefton Park allotments on Greenbank Drive. Lawrence Community Primary School, Wavertree, has recently taken over a community plot at the site. Children come over in a minibus a few times a week to tend to seedlings and prepare the ground for planting, said Julia Harding, Chair of Sefton Park Allotments Society. This is a great scheme for the children to get involved in. They get to grips with the trowel and appreciate plants and the wildlife which thrive around our lovely site. Lawrence Community Primary head teacher Mark Rigby said, "This is a wonderful opportunity for our children to work closer with the whole community." Another group which has a plot at the site is Family Refuge Support Project, a charity which helps settle refugee families from war-torn countries into the community. There are plots for families. Women and children, a plot is used for therapy, meeting other refugees and getting used to growing. Many of the families we work with don't have any outside space and have had a pretty horrific experience in their home countries, says Jenny Geddes, Director, Senior Counsellor for Family Refuge Support Project. We provide a place for people to come to terms with the past, meet others who can help them settle into new surroundings and get on with their lives, added Jenny. One female asylum seeker who regularly uses the service said, "Life is stressful and I feel safe at the allotment. We feel we can talk, we can work. When we plant something and it grows, we feel happy." Councillor Tim Moore, Liverpool's Cabinet Member for Environment, said, "Proactive schools, charities and allotment groups are leading the way in making the most of our land." Liverpool's future is green. Careful planning of a city's green assets can deliver an enormous social, economic and health benefits. A groundbreaking report for Liverpool City Council has revealed. Mersey Forest was recently commissioned by Liverpool's Planning Service and the City's Primary Care Trust to carry out a comprehensive audit of the city's green infrastructure. It covered everything from individual trees and private gardens to the city's parks and open water. And the results contained in Liverpool's Green Infrastructure Strategy reveal a city brimming with green assets. Nearly two-thirds of land has been identified as green infrastructure, an asset worth $8 billion to the local economy. The strategy will assist in supporting the sustainable development of the city. It considers that green infrastructure is a key asset for the city, which can contribute significantly to Liverpool's continuing economic, social and physical regeneration. Councillor Tim Moore, Liverpool's Cabinet Member for Environment and Climate Change, said, "This is an innovative and important report, which has the potential to influence the way we think about the green assets of our cities. The strategy provides comprehensive data on Liverpool's green infrastructure, where it is, the function it performs, and that how it is being managed. It sets out a detailed action plan which will help us make the best use of green infrastructure in the future. Examples of actions recommended in the strategy are detailed plans to be prepared for all major developments, which show how the development will contribute to the city's green infrastructure. Ensure planning applications for new developments always prioritise the need for people to be physically active as a routine part of their daily life. Promote green roofs, particularly in areas of city centre that are undergoing redevelopment. Green roofs mitigate the effects of projected climate change by providing cooling functions as well as contributing to surface water management. Support for the temporary use of vacant derelict land for food and fuel growing. Use street trees and planting schemes as strategic gateways and along key routes in the city to help promote a positive image and address pollution issues." Liverpool's Green Infrastructure Strategy can be downloaded at ginw.co.uk/Liverpool. Woodland Woos Judges. Congratulations to Princess and Old Cantrell Tenants and Residents Association, the Mersey Forest, Forestry Commission and Riverside for scooping the Merseyside Environmental Awards for Neighbourhood Improvement Project of the Year. For the Mab Lane Community Woodland. Mab Lane's formerly flood-prone fields are now a beautiful woodland area in West Derby. According to judges, it's now a positive asset for the local community. You can see the details at mablane.com. Pupils Act Green. Pupils from Merseyside Primary Schools took to the stage in a new scheme using drama to drive home messages about recycling and resource management. The Waste Not Want Not project, run by Black Box CIC, help pupils create their own 15-minute performance pieces to promote green messages. Rice Lane Infants Walton was one of the schools involved in the project, funded by Merseyside Waste Disposal Authority's Community Resource Action Fund. Ian Moore, Artistic Director of Black Box, says, "It's been a fantastic adventure for all the children taking part, and really helped change their attitudes, not just about recycling, but about using resources in the first place."